is the meaning of dharma religion? The word dharma is multivalent. Multivalent means it has many different meanings. So, in the Bhagavad Gita itself, usually it is used in the sense of duty. There's a whole book called Mimamsa Sutra, just like there's Vedanta Sutra, which begins with the question Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now let us inquire about Brahma. So similarly, the Mimamsa Sutra, they begin with the question Athato Dharma Jigyasa. Now let us try to find out what is Dharma. And there are many different definitions of Dharma that are given. So the word Dharma, one of the meanings it is given, from the spiritual perspective, Bhagavatam uses that Dharma means, the topmost Dharma is that which helps us to develop love for God. That is Dharma. The Bhagavad Gita often uses it in the uses Dharma in the sense of social duty. For example, Kula Dharma Sanatana, Kula Dharma, dynastic duty. Kshatriya Dharma it is there. So, it is the duty of a warrior. So, the word here Dharma is used in terms of the duty that springs from one's nature or one particular attribute. So if you belong to a particular dynasty, you have a duty associated with that dynasty. If you belong to a particular psychophysical nature, you have a duty associated with the psychophysical nature. So basically, if we consider the soul is the core, and the soul which is the core has its own nature, which is to love and serve God. And that alone is the Sanatana Dharma. That is the eternal Dharma. So, the word Dharma essentially means that activity which harmonizes with our nature. So, if I belong to a particular family, then the activity which maintains harmony in my family. If I belong to a particular psychophysical nature, then that activity enables me to harmonize with my psychophysical nature. If I belong to a particular country, that activity harmonizes me with a particular country's rules. That will be my national dharma. So we have our social dharma, we have our dynastic duty, we have occupational duty. So dharma is a multivalent word. And from the transcendental perspective, dharma means that which helps us to develop love for God. So, in the Mimamsa Sutra also it is said that dharma is that which, and tomorrow I'll talk about the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajaguna, and tamaguna. There are three ways in which our consciousness is shaped. So, dharma is that activity which increases the sattva and decreases the rajas and tamas. That is also dharma. So, the word dharma can have many different meanings. So, in this world when we are born, all of us are born in a particular religion. So, based on the religion that we are born in, there are certain duties associated with that. Certain festivals that are celebrated, certain practices that are done, certain rites are performed. So, those we could call as religious duties. And that could be also one meaning of word dharma. So, when the word dharma is reduced to any of these alone, then it becomes a problem. But to say that dharma does not refer to religion, if I am born in a particular religion, there is a religious duty associated with that. And dharma refers to that. If I am born in a particular dynasty, there is a duty associated with that. There is a dynastic duty over there. But when we reduce dharma only to the duties associated with our particular feature, with one feature of us, whether it is our religion, whether it is our family, whether dynasty, whether it is our nationality, whether it is our caste, whatever it is, now then that becomes a misunderstanding of the meaning of dharma. So the essential meaning of the word dharma is at its core that the nature of the soul to love and serve the eternal. That is Sanatana Dharma. So anything that harmonizes with our nature, with our natural situation, that is dharma. So if you want a particular religion, the religious duty that keeps in harmony with that particular situation, they can also be called a religious dharma. So dharma has that meaning, but it doesn't have only that meaning. Does that answer your question?